I just love being around when James comes home from work. Girls that are convinced that Daddy can do it. And they're just waiting till Daddy gets home. And when Daddy's home, those girls are secure. Why are they secure? What is it that makes them secure? On March 28th, we were living on the tracks. And when I came home from work, the street looked, it's a dead-end street. We didn't know the times were changing. If someone moved off the street, had a dinner. If someone moved on the street or off the street, we would celebrate. But that day, there were police cars all over the place. I could hardly get through where we lived. And Emma had been suspicious for a day or so that next door, so she got, this was right across the street from us, so she called and started the system determining that our next door neighbor was murdered. Now this was on a street where you knew everybody. I'm going to give him a name. There was Mr. Law. Had a gray pants, a blue blouse. Didn't have to have a name in charge. He was a detective investigation that was going on. The man that you said yes, the police officers, yes. And yet he would be checking whatever lead he had. But element of security that just came to the street. And then Channel 8 was up and down the street with their truck. Someone to interview. Everyone said, Emma Beachy knew her the best. Go talk to her. Emma wasn't into it. So I took Holly Avenue. I heard a lot of people comment. Was an unscathed that went across Fairfax County. Remember, 23 years ago, Emma and I were involved in a serious automobile accident. This was in 91. Emma was seriously injured, had complete amnesia, many fractures. And as I think back over that time, it felt insecure. It was a type of thing that I could fix. There was not much I could do other than care for her, provide the care that I knew how to give. But during that, I experienced a loneliness that I have never experienced in any. I came close to experiencing that at the time she was diagnosed with cancer, but not the way it was at the time of the accident. Because there were several things we didn't know. Was she going to as Emma? Was she going to recover physically? Was she going to recover mentally? It felt very insecure. Psalms 91 took on dimension during that time. I would read that this morning. And talk for a few minutes. That's Psalms 91. I'm going to be reading this from the New King James. Probably a passage that we could recite as an audience. I expect if we were in a cave somewhere and had no printed material, we could come up with Psalms 91. If what phrases this person wouldn't know, someone else would know. I thought on that this morning, but we're not going to see if we recite Psalms 91, just being each other until we have the whole passage. Psalms 91, New King James. He who dwells in the secret place is high. Abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowl and from the perilous pest. He shall cover thee with and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow flies by day, nor the pestilence walks in darkness, nor the destruction lays waste at noonday. A thousand may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come to you. With your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near you. For he shall give his angels charge you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has made known my name. He shall call upon him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. With long life I will sigh him and show him salvation. There are several different ways that we could outline this. The first section is relating to the godly. What if we trust God, we have a different view of security. Verses 3 to 8, their safety, and 10, their habitation, 11 to 13, their servants, and the last two verses, their friend, with the effects of them all. There's different ideas on who wrote Psalms 9. A lot of people think it was Moses. A lot of scholars are convinced it was Moses because of the style is similar to others that Moses wrote. But then there are some people think it was... We have an invitation to trust the Lord, is how this starts. He that dwelleth. What does the word dwelleth mean? That's sort of a... obvious in one sense. Remain. If we dwell, we remain there. We return there. It's regular. It's an established place. We've settled in. It's where we sit in silence. We sit there for a long time. If we by dwelling, it doesn't mean that we don't move, change nations, but it's the place we are calling our own, if you will. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. A secret place is a concealed place. It's kept secret. A hiding. Private, it's unknown. And there's one thing that I want to make sure we catch. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Do I have a secret place with the Most High? In these first two verses, there's four different names in the Hebrew used to describe who God is. It reminds Psalms 119:14, there's a phrase, thou art my hiding place and I hope in thy word. We have a lot of bird activity this time of year. I went to count the birds this morning that were at our bird feeder and count them. They didn't hold still. They didn't know I was not done yet before they would fly up and move. But there's many birds there, but there's one bird, if it shows up, none of them are secure. When the hawk shows up and sits on the frame where the bird feeder is hanging off of, there's no birds around. They are all in their places. We have Leland cypress planted close by there. And the first thing they do when they leave the feeder is fly into these Leland cypress. Because they feel it's their safe place. their secret place, and they feel secure. The hawk can't get them. Gary mentioned last week, I think it was, a hawk come in. We occasionally see feathers around that we know the hawk was there when we weren't. There are times in life when it, like the hawk, is close by. And it feels like we need a place. A secret place. He's in the secret place of the Most High. That word that is translated most in the Hebrew is used 7 times in the Old Testament. The Most High is one that above everything else, the highest of the high. He that dwelt in the secret place, Most High, supreme, over all, he's over everything. Dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide. Abide, he's, we can stay there, we can call on. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the deity. The mightiest of the mighty. How do you get in the shadow of the Almighty? The other, I'm not sure if the moon is getting bigger or smaller, but it was bright the other night with the snow. And I could tell them the moon west because the shadows were so long of the tree. What did I need to do to get into the shadow of those trees? Let's say it's a summer day and there's an oak tree sitting out in the middle of the a big oak tree. And it's 100 degrees with a relative humidity of the same number, hot and sticky. How do I get into the shelter, into the shadow of that tree? There's only one way I know to get into the shadow of that tree. It's to get close to that tree. There's no place I would rather be than be in the shadow of the Almighty. When things feel insecure, when things feel like those crashing in, there's no place that is secure as being known, being in the shadow of the Almighty, in my secret place, where I can go and claim it as my own. Do you have a secret place that is real close to the Almighty? The mighty of the mighty. I mentioned high is over everything. The Hebrew would suggest that the Almighty is under everything, sustaining everything. We can be upset with the heat. We can be upset of anything. But if the shadow of the Almighty is inviting us to come in there, in our secret place, we are missing a blessing if we don't ourselves of that. Reminds me of a daddy with his boys. 7-year-old boys talking, "My dad beat up your daddy." That's not a very good Anabaptist illustration. Let me make it Anabaptist. "My daddy's tractor can now pull your tractor. My daddy's car can go faster than your car," and they are convinced there is no question in his mind. How is your God? I'm not suggesting it be a competitive thing, but I am suggesting that perhaps we need to learn from our sons and daughters and watch them as they react to their daddy. Watch them Maybe we should go and watch James come home from work and see the enthusiasm, see the picture of it does a lot for the girls when James come, but it does a lot for James. It's a girl's reaction. And it's a lot for Carla standing there watching. He that dwelleth in the secret place is Most High. Most High, the Almighty. He's over everything. He's under everything. And he is inviting us to have a secret place real close so that we can be in his shadow. His protection extends over us. Henry Morris paraphrased it like this. Enough of a scientist to enjoy Henry Morris. He that sits in the secret place of the Most High shall pass the night under the shadow of the Almighty. Shall pass the night under the shadow of the Almighty. The acid test of how secure we feel is when we go to bed at night. The director of safety and security at Fairfax Hospital, I heard say in about the early mid-'60s, he made the comment that in this country, does a young lady go to bed feeling very, very secure in a hospital? She rolls over and goes to sleep and doesn't realize that the access off the street, there is no longer access off the street in hospitals the way that they're used to be. His point was that the perception of security is something that the hospital can't compromise. And today the doors are locked in a hospital. In the early 70s, they weren't locked. The Lord invites us, the Almighty invites us to come close. He's a personal God. He's self-existent. Jehovah provides refuge and fortress. Whenever we see the term Lord used in the scriptures, it always means the God of salvation and redemption. It's in the Old Testament version of Jesus and salvation. The fourth term for God is God itself, G-O-D. Elohim is what it is in Hebrew. It's used 2,606 times in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 33:27. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before you and say, destroy it. I'd like to read Hebrews 6:18-19. That by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enter the presence behind you. We have a promise of divine protection. Now, the last half of Psalms 91 says that God will protect us. Does that mean that a Christian doesn't die? Does that mean that a Christian is never sick? I'm not suggesting that. I don't think that's what Psalms here is suggesting. Let's look at the last part. From verse 3 on especially, we have the promise of divine protection. The snare, if someone is trying to snare us, And I'm fascinated that God's images, the pictures God uses to describe him as, to get a picture of how God looks out, and he uses an illustration of a winged hen. Feathers and a wing. In a barnyard, there is probably no more respect given to any animal than a setting hen. Now, what can a setting hen do? It's an awful fuss. Because if her brood is, she will do everything she can to protect that. Have you seen a setting hen? If you'd had chickens for your children to, that might be a good pet to get. I don't want to get in trouble suggesting chicken as a pet. It might come back to haunt me. But as a hen, it can be the biggest dog around. It can be the Rottweiler, the biggest Great Dane. When the setting hen raises her feathers in defense of her little, doesn't matter how helpless she really is, but the respect that is given her will send her a rubber with a tail between his leg. I guess he wouldn't have a tail to put between his leg. Most dogs will go away when the setting hen says, "This is my brood. This is my chicks. Look out." And when our Heavenly Father says, "This is my son or daughter, devil, look out. I will take care of these. I will give my life for these." And he has given life for us. He's our shield and buckler. And that fact that he's our shield and buckler, and he talks about the devil being the father of lies, and yet God is our buckler, his truth. John 4 says it like this: "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. He's a liar and the father of it." That's quite a description. In John 17:17, it's that thy word is truth. God is truth. The devil is a liar and the father of lies. Ephesians 6:14-17. "Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, put on the breastplate of righteousness, shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, which you will put to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." We are armed. We are protected. Armor described here in Ephesians 6. In verse 5 of Psalms 91, "Thou shalt be afraid of the terror by night, the arrow that flieth by day." When we feel secure, especially tested at night, our children would be challenged feeling secure at night when they weren't challenged others. And when things are happening around us with this life, we need that secret place. Close. The shadow of the Almighty. And then he talks about 1,000 falling at thy side and nothing is going to happen to us. Does that mean that we have a special insulation, a special burden? I don't think it does, from the storms of life. We are just as susceptible as Christians to the storms of life, but we have God who walks with us. God can heal medical problems. He has the capability. But it doesn't mean we don't need to go through surgeries and various things that challenge and stretch. But one thing that is sure, in verse 7, he says that we will only observe the reward of the wicked, because we have the shelter from that, because we are living based on these principles. Why did people feel so confident back on Holly Avenue? Mr. Law was there. He would be in and out. After everyone else was long gone, he would come back all by himself, just walk around. It was almost like it was a reverential thing going on, and you shouldn't interrupt him. He was doing his investigation. What was there about him that gave confidence? What are we looking for, prudence? He shall give his angels charge over thee. Satan will lose in the long run, but often we fail to look at it from an eternal perspective. If we look at it from an eternal perspective, it looks completely different. In conclusion, I'd like to read Psalms 91 from the New Living Translation. Listen as I read. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Don't be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall aside, though 10,000 are dying on you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near you. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under you. The Lord says, I will rescue you. Those who love me, I will protect those who try name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue you in honor. I will reward them with long life and my salvation. There's one I forgot to mention earlier that I want to mention. The devil quoted part of Psalm 1 when he had taken Jesus up on the pinnacle and made him all these absurd offers that he couldn't fulfill anyway. The one verse that chose not to read or to quote was verse 13 in Psalms 91. You will trample on lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. Because ultimately, God was going to win. I would like to read by Brian Proctor about long life. That is the title. They err who measure life by years with false or thoughtless tongue. Some hearts grow old before their time. Others are always young. It's not the number of lines on life's fast-filling page. It's not the pulses added throbs which constitute age. Some souls are serfs among the free, while others nobly thrive. They suggest where their fathers stood. Instead, dead and evil they live. Others, all spirit, heart, and sense. There's the mysterious power. to live in thrills of joy or woe, a 12-month in an hour. In other words, God looks at time different from you. And to go through time of difficulty, provide refinement, looks different if we do not look at time in 24-hour blocks, if we see it as God does. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Let's pray. We thank you, God, for the privilege we have of being your sons and daughters. We thank you that you've invited us to have a secret place where we can communicate with you, real close to you, under your shadow. And we thank you for providing us, knowing that you will protect us as a mother hen protects her brood. I just pray that it go from here as we celebrate Christmas, that we might do so with fresh awareness of how this provides a tremendous amount of security of did for us. I just pray that you would be with us and bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.